This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back. With a question mark?
With a question mark? I think
we normally have nice intro music.
Yeah,
but we're so not we know. It.
But he's not on the main production computer for some reason. So anyway, welcome back from Thought. We're at the top of the hour, and we are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And it's Tracy and Carol today, and we have in studio right now. I'm very excited to talk with him. It is a brand new food app. So for all you foodies out there, I think you need to tune in and listen to this. So I want to welcome on Vineet Bansal from Delici. It is a brand new food app. So I want to find out, let's, and for listeners out there that are, you know, maybe accessible to a computer, you can go to delici.com, which is D-E-A-L-I-C-I.com. And all your information is right there. So welcome, Vineet, to Food for Thought.
Thank you, Carol, for having me here today. And thank you, Tracy. Yes. I'm so excited to be part of your show. So we launched Delici, or we are in the process of launching Delici over the next couple of weeks. We are really excited about having this product out in the marketplace, which our community, our local consumers can use and save a lot of money on their daily meals.
Everybody always love to save money on food.
The big question, how is this going to happen? Like, let's talk about what it is, and then I want to know how you got into this. So what exactly is Delici going to do for the consumer that downloads that app?
So Delici is doing two things. One, it is helping local restaurants bring more people during off-peak hours. And most restaurants, as you would know,
welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are in studio with the co-founder and CEO of Delici. It is a brand new food app, and I'm so excited to hear all about this because, of course, I'm a foodie and, you know, I own restaurants, and I'm always into the brand new food app. So I want to welcome on Vineet Bansal, and welcome to Food for Thought. And what exactly is Delici all about?
Thanks, Carol, and thanks, Tracy, to have me here on the platform to share about Delici. So Delici is a mobile app that is helping restaurants bring more consumers during off-peak hours. As you run your own restaurant, one of the most successful one in Manchester, you do Thank know you. That there is a lot of people who want to eat out at noon for their lunch, or they would want to corral at between 6 and 8 for their dinner. So restaurants have a healthy margin during those times, mm-hmm. but as the clock ticks and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there are hardly anyone in the restaurant. Same at 9 o'clock, Manchester seems to be a ghost town. So during those times when restaurants already have a fixed cost but no consumers, there's a lot of losses they have to bear, which eats into the overall profitability or an ROI. So we are trying to see how we can bring more customers to the restaurant during off-peak hours. So for instance, instead of eating at 12:30, going out to eat your lunch at 12:30, if you could eat your lunch at 1:30, restaurants can use their capacity better, but in return, they want to reward the consumer for their flexibility. So the restaurants we have on our platform today, as we are slowly launching, the discounts are in the tune of 20% to 50%.
Wow.
For being flexible with your time. So it helps the restaurants get more customers, but it also helps the consumer get the greater value for their money.
That is really very interesting. So for those two listeners that are just tuning in, we're talking with Vineet Bansal. He is the co-founder and CEO of Delici. It is a brand new food app. And so how did you come up with doing this? Like, what is your background? Like, is this your background, you know, designing apps, or are you in the food business, or were you in the food business? What is your scoop?
So I do not have any background in restaurant or food industry.
Are smart. Just kidding.
I do have a lot of technology experience. So before I started this company earlier in this year, I was a technology executive at Fidelity Investments in a very comfortable job. But I always had a passion to do something of my own. Now, cooking is my hobby. So I was always connected with food and restaurants. And I, over the years, did realize that there's a problem out there in the industry that is driving a lot of restaurants out of business. But I didn't have a solution. I couldn't think of a solution. But I'll say last year, when I was thinking of some of the changes that's happening in the marketplace and how the consumers are more connected on the technology and their app, the thought just came in my mind, how do I create an environment wherein willing consumers, and when I say willing consumer, these are students, young adults, working professionals who are not making 6 digit salary, though they want to eat out more and more. Carol, you might know that restaurant sales is increasing 5% year after year. So more and more people want to eat out. But this demographic don't have that discretionary money to spend at restaurants. So my whole notion was to create a platform wherein I can help them save money and use that money to eat out more. And this consumer base is flexible with their time, very value conscious, and very tech savvy. So that's where this platform that we build helps both restaurants and consumers.
So give me an idea of a Delici deal. Like, give me an idea. Now, you haven't launched yet. Is that correct?
We are in a pre-launch phase. The app is already available to download on Apple App Store.
I just downloaded it.
Okay.
And you can search for Delici, D-E-A-L-I-C-I. You can download the app right away. I'll talk about some promotions we are doing to reward consumers to use the app. But once you download the app, you would see the restaurants within your geographical area who are offering deals on Delici platform. So I'll give an example of Louie Louie in Nashua.
Okay.
Or let's say Murphy's Diner or Murphy's Tap Room next to us in Manchester. So if you go to the platform, you'll see Louie Louie is offering a deal for $20, which is the signature pizza. You can spend $20 at Louie Louie. However, you only pay a much lower amount. They want you to come between 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock, or they may want you to come between 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock instead of 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock. So when you go to the platform, you get a discounted price. But what makes Delici really different than everybody else is, as more people will purchase Louie Louie deal on a platform, the discounts keep increasing. So you might be the first buyer. You might have bought it at a 20% discount, but if three more people bought Louie Louie, the discount goes to 25% for everybody, even the people who bought it before.
Whether they're your friends or not.
Does not matter. So it's a community bargaining power where, as a community, when people come together and they say, okay, we want to go to Louie Louie on Wednesday between 7 and 9, and as more people are buying it, the discount keeps going up. And it goes up for everyone, including people who have bought it before.
And how does that work if they've already purchased it?
So when they're actually purchasing it, we are not really charging their credit card. We are putting an authorization on their card. So when the deal ends, and depending on what the highest discount is, we will only charge the lowest amount.
Wow.
So people tend to get the biggest advantage. Now, I also want to point it out that it helps consumers. It helps them save even more by bringing their family and friends as a community. But it helps restaurants as well because their fixed cost is getting used better. More people coming in the door means they have better ability to give higher discounts. So restaurants exactly know how many people are coming, and they're giving a higher discount only when they have more people coming in the door. So it's a win-win situation for both the parties.
So as the restaurant owner, do we get to, decide what our times are and what the discount is?
Absolutely, because for every restaurant, off-peak is a different definition.
Right.
If you are a college town, you really are at peak hour between 8 and 12 at night. If you are in Elm Street, there's nobody, around 8 or 9. So restaurants have the ability to define their peak hours. They have the ability to define their discounts. However, we have a minimum slab because we want to make it really worthwhile for the consumer to be flexible with their time. So restaurants can always go higher than the minimum slab. And they also have the ability to define how many quantities they want to offer. So someone would say, okay, I want to just offer 20 of these. Someone else might say, you know what, I have more capacity. I already have two servers. Even during slow times, I have my chef who can handle 50 people. I don't mind offering 50 quantities. So what we are kind of trying to make sure happens is we are trying to make the fixed costs work better. So within the capacity restaurants have, whatever they can handle with the you have a dishwasher, you have a chef, you have a busser, you have, so within that capacity, whatever you can handle. So without adding more cost, you're getting more people. And that's why restaurants can give discounts in return and still make healthy margins.
So, and that's what discounts. It's like a percent off your meal, whatever the restaurant owner would decide to do.
So then you come in and order, if it was a 20% discount off of, is it off your entire order or a maximum of $20, or how does that work?
So we make it flexible for the restaurants when it comes to that point as well. So they have the ability to decide whether they want to offer it as anything on the menu or a section in the menu.
Okay.
What we have seen from our experience, most of the restaurants would like to offer it on anything on the menu because they don't want to corner the customer to just buy a certain item.
Right.
But as a restaurateur, if you feel like you want to do a pasta special or a burger special or, a Thai special, you can do it that way. Now, customers have to buy it on a platform. So when they buy it, they are buying essentially a voucher of that value with the... This says they can go to the restaurant, use it. If they end up spending more, they pay at the restaurant directly. However, if they are dining and using what they bought, then it's literally at the discount they're buying it at.
Wow. So you buy it through Delici?
You buy it through Delici as a platform.
Okay. And then you go there and it gets credited.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So we want to make sure that the consumer is also committed to the decision they are making, as they're getting a significant discount on their daily meals.
Right.
At the same time, we are trying to help restaurants plan. So if restaurants know that, I have 15 people who have bought this Delici, they at least have a ability to plan better. So
it's almost like a reservation kind of
like
thing.
It's like a reservation.
And you know that those people are coming in. So that's really
interesting.
Smart.
For those tuning in, you are listening to Food for Thought, 107.7 The Pulse. And we're in studio with... Vineet Bansal, the co-founder and CEO of Delici. It is a brand new food app. We're going to go on a short break, and we're going to be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And we are talking with Vineet Bansal. He is the CEO and co-founder of Delici. It is a brand new food app, and you are going to be you're in pre-launch mode right now. You're going to be fully launching it within a couple of weeks. And how has the pre-launch been going?
So we are using pre-launch to test the end-to-end experience of buying a deal on the platform, going to the restaurant, redeeming it. Are the servers aware of Delici? Can they use the POS system correctly to get the right discount? So it's going really good.
Good.
We are being some of the testers. We are going to start our launch activities from this Saturday on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and all that stuff, as well as a lot of PR and marketing.
Very nice. Very good. So I think you were talking to Tracy about some promos that you have coming up.
Yeah, he says you have like a coupon, kind of just kick it all off.
Right. So we have two things going on. One is the pre-launch giveaway. So five of our partner restaurants, including Louis Louis, Murphy's, Cactus Jack, Exo, and O'Brien's, they are giving gift cards to those restaurants. So, I think, people can go to our Facebook or our Twitter page or our website, can sign up, and they'll be automatically entered in the gift card contest. We are also giving those people Delici points, which they can use like cash when they go into Delici app and they make a purchase. So that's all happening over the next several days. In addition to that, we are doing an exclusive special for your audience, where if they download the app, make their first purchase, they can use a coupon code during checkout. And the coupon code is $5. That is number 5, D-O-L-L-A-R-S. And that will take $5 off their price. So if they're buying a delici that's of $12 value, which is at a discount, and they're getting it for $7 by using the coupon code, it's now down to $2. So we want people to use the app, get an experience.
So that's for somebody listening right now.
Right now.
Yeah. So listeners, listen to that.
The number five.
The number five, and D-O-L-L-A-R-S. You can download the Delici app. It is D-E-A-L-I-C-I.com. App.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go on to your Android or your app store and punch in Delici.
So currently we are only available on Apple App Store. Our Android app will be coming in a few weeks.
Okay.
So, those audiences have to wait, or they can come to our website, sign up to be notified. So when our Android app is out there, we'll notify them.
There you go. Wow. That is I think that's great. I think that you should be taking advantage of that. So go to Delici under your Apple App Store, and you're going to get $5. You put in a coupon code, the number five, and D-O-L-L-A-R-S, and you'll get $5 off.
And I have one more question. Great. You mentioned something about points that you can use like cash. Don't you also get points for just sharing with a friend? How does that work?
Thanks, Tracy, for reminding. So there's a lot of ways you can earn points within the app. So if you share that deal with your friends on Twitter or Facebook or via email, every share will earn you 10 points. If you go and redeem the offer that you purchased at the restaurant as a thank you, we are giving you 15 points after you redeem. Uh-huh. You have an option to invite your friends to download the app, and every invite you send, if your friend downloads the app and make a purchase, you get 300 points.
Wow.
So there's a lot of ways you can earn points, and all these points can be used to towards your next purchase. So 100 points is equivalent to $1. So you can do just a few small things on the app to earn enough points to actually make your meal free.
Exactly.
That's wonderful.
That's exciting.
That's a great way to really get it out there and get people talking about it and the buzz going.
Definitely. So are you just local, or are you going to be going all throughout? Like, where are you located at this point?
So we are located in Manchester. Our office is in Manchester. So our launch is between Manchester and Nashua. In a month's time, we will be launching in Portsmouth to Durham region. And then our next stop is going to be Massachusetts, Boston,
Cambridge. So just keep going and
going. So we'll keep growing as we prove the concept.
And you have a co-founder as well. Who is your co-founder?
So I do have two co-founders. One is my better half. So we have done businesses before. Mm-hmm. While I was with Fidelity, she has been doing a few small businesses. And then I have another co-founder who graduated from MIT.
Ooh,
and nice. His passion for the same thing as I have, he joined, or he's part of the team full time, taking it through.
Excellent. Very good. Well, I am so happy for you, and you look so excited about
which is
great. Yeah,
passionate should, about it.
Definitely. So, listeners, I encourage you to go on and download the app Delici, D-E-A-L-I-C-I. If you punch in the promo code number five, D-O-L-L-A-R-S, you will automatically get $5 taken right off and added on as points. But you can also go to Delici.com, D-E-A-L-I-C-I.com, and you can find out more about the app and so on. So, Vineet, I want to thank you so much for coming on.
Yes.
Thank
Appreciate
you,
it. And very, very interesting. I'm excited. So.
Thanks, Tracy.
Yes, sorry about our technical difficulties.
Not a problem. Great to be here.
Thanks for your patience.
All right.
You're listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. And when we come back, we will be talking with Ivy Lawson, CEO, and she is a bee enthusiast.
Yes.
I can't wait to talk with her about her products and she what she has to offer. And I think she brought us in some honey, too.
I think she did.
So stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And that was really interesting hearing about all that new food app that's coming out, Delici. So I'm excited about that.
I think that there's nothing else that you know, people can come up with. Somebody comes up with another great idea.
I know. There's
always something
new.
I have mine downloaded, and I'm
going
to go check it out later. Can't wait till there's a lot more restaurants involved.
I know.
In it too.
I know. They actually kind of have a few to start with. So, you know. Anyway, how about I give a little shout out to some
sponsors? I certainly will. Food for Thought is brought to you by Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and now open with drive-thru in Londonderry, redarrowdiner.com, and Star Dental at stardentalmanchester.com, 50 South Main Street in Manchester for a spa-like experience. At a dental office, if you can believe that. Absolutely gorgeous in there. New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, newenglandcoffee.com. And, of course, Casey's Rib Shack, famous hickory smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue at 837 2nd Street in Manchester and online at ribshack.net. So thank you to all of our sponsors.
There we go. All right. Well, it is up next. We have Ivy Lawson. She is the CEO and, like I said earlier, a bee enthusiast of Ivy's Honey. It's also part of Logwood Company. Is that how I would
yes,
say that?
Yes, that's correct.
And you brought along with you your managing director, Sarah Greer.
Hi.
How
Welcome,
are
ladies.
You?
Good.
Welcome
Hi.
To Food Good. For Thought. They're both like so excited. It's so cute.
Radio virgins.
I love it.
Have you been to the Red Arrow before?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you have to. They have
t-shirts. We have Red Arrow virgins that when they come in and we do this little, you know, thing. But I'm not going to tell you. So if you go in, you got to tell them you've never been there before. So welcome. We're going to chat with Ivy first. So let us, you know, tell us a little bit about Ivy's Honey.
Yeah. So I started this business about 7 years ago, and I have about maybe 2,000 hives on the island of Jamaica.
Wow.
So I am full-blown bee farmer here. I'm the second largest owner in beehives on the island. So, you know, I left a lucrative engineering career to become a bee farmer. So
I love hearing that. When I called her the other day, she was in Jamaica.
Yeah.
I was jealous.
Yeah,
so do you go back and forth quite a bit?
Yes, I do. I go back probably about every 4 to 6 weeks throughout the year because, you know, you have to keep an eye on your beehives and make sure everything is going smoothly. Yeah, I'm full blown into this.
Now, were you born and raised in Jamaica or what brought you to Jamaica?
Okay, so no, my parents are actually from Jamaica and I went back and I've never really lived there.
Okay.
So I went to live there for about 3 years while I was developing my hive production. And so I'm kind of, you know, I have a bit of a Jamaican accent because I lived there for 3 years, so in my adult life.
And your parents must have grew up with
yeah,
them.
Oh yeah, my parents, my dad came here like in the 1950s, so we've been a staple in the Massachusetts area for a long time. But yeah, they retired and went back there about 25 years ago. My dad has since passed, but my mom is still there. She's 88 years old.
Oh,
and living well on honey.
It keeps you healthy.
Yeah,
especially local honey from your area. I've heard
that's
that.
Right. Well, we got to talk about that a little bit.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'll tell you. So I started my, my business because I really wanted to do something that was valuable and fun. A lot of people think that the only sweetener they can use are either synthetic or raw sugar. Honey is a valid sweetener.
It's all I use.
Yeah, and it's great for you. It's the only raw honey, I should say. It's the only sweetener really your body knows how to use. It doesn't use up a lot of energy to digest. Every other sweetener, your body needs to compartmentalize it, not honey. It just kind of goes through your system, add nutrients. This is raw honey now as it passes through your system. So it's good for you. It's healthy. If it's raw honey, unadulterated, not strained, not nothing done to it, just come out of the hive that way, then it's, you know, it
that's
tastes really
raw
good.
Honey. So when you
that's
strain it, and so do you only sell raw honey or do
I
you?
I only sell raw honey. So my honey comes right. I could jar my honey right out of the hive.
Wow.
Really. That's how, that's
so
really
neat.
How we just make sure that no bee wings or, you know, or bee
thank
parts
you.
Are in there. Thank you. Welcome. And then we try to keep it very, virgin the way it comes out of a hive. And we authentic and just natural, raw. That's what I sell. In addition to that, I sell by pollination type. So I try to capture the essence of that particular pollination, and that's what we jar. So bees, you know, like human beings, they tend to have a palate that's very diverse. They want many different types of pollination, but occasionally we have a cluster of just one type of pollination, and we love that. So they pollinate, and we capture that. When they cap the hive, we remove the frames and we sell it as such. So we are, you know.
I am just fascinated by you. I think that is just amazing. You know who would want to talk with you too is Mike Morin will want to talk with you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about that off air. But wow, you are, so 200 beehives.
2,000.
Close to 2,000.
Yeah.
2,000. So when you go to Jamaica every 4 to 6 weeks, just walk me through a day in the life of
Ivy. Sure. So normally I would meet with my, the farmers, and I try to meet with them one at a time. So each farmer has an allocated amount, so I can basically just go around and count or scout and make sure that all the hives are intact. We don't have any of the problems that we have in North America on the island, because we do not import bees. We keep them pretty much, so we do our own queen rearing, and so we keep them in that spot, so we don't have the...
So there's none of those...
No, we don't have that
type. That have been going around.
Okay. We don't have. We have some, sometimes, every once in a while, we'll have a few bad hives, and we just kind of eradicate, get rid of them soon before it contaminates everything else. But for as far as the collapse, we don't have that at all. And it's just a wonderful, I get stung every once in a while, but right now I'm pretty, it's not as bad as it used to be in the beginning, because bees, they kind of pick up on your energy. So if you're afraid, then they become afraid, and then that's when they attack. So
do you get in your bee outfit?
Sometimes I do. It's kind of warm, so I try to protect my ear, nose, and mouth,
sensitive
and
areas.
Eye, those sensitive area, but I don't wear like... When we go to catch wild bees, then I'll put on my whole suit, because those bees are not used to you, but are really no bees are. But I think for the most part, the ones that I know that I already have in my hives, they're pretty. I'm
so
not really.
You're kind of like saying that they're like your friends.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I said bees to me are like dogs and cats to somebody who are dogs and cat lovers. I love bees.
And they clearly sense that. Like they kind of become your little pet.
Absolutely.
You're their mama.
I love them. Yeah. And I'm a petrified of birds, so I don't know how that, they're both flying, but I love bees. And I'm petrified of birds.
Imagine that. For those listeners tuning in, you are listening to the Pulse 107.7. It's Food for Thought with Carolyn Tracy. We have in studio Ivy Lawson. She's the CEO and bee enthusiast of Ivy's Honey. You can check them out on the web at logwoodcompany.com. All her information is there. All of her honeys are there and all that. We need to take a short break. We're going to come back and we're going to continue talking to Ivy and Sarah, her managing director. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carolyn Tracy, live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street, and we are talking about honey. And it's not just, it's raw honey, which I'm finding, learning a little bit more about. And we're talking with Ivy Lawson. She's the CEO of the company and bee enthusiast, and she has 2,000 beehives that she manages in Jamaica. I just find that so fascinating.
I do too.
I
think it's so neat.
So what did you want to tell us the difference between, Ivy?
Yeah.
We're tasting our honey.
Sure. So I just want to get into, because a lot of people have asked me, thinking that local honey is better for you. There is kind of a misnomer about that. And let me explain. So the there's pollination and there's pollen. Right?
Good.
Is it good?
Sorry, you're talking, but I'm like,
yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, you taste them.
Which one was that?
You're trying the ginger. The ginger infused honey.
Oh.
And we infuse it naturally. We are environmental people as well, so we don't use up a lot of energy when we, capture those type of essence. So, yeah, it's infused naturally in the Caribbean sun. It's a special way to do that. It took me about 2 years to come up with the proper infusion, but I've done it.
All right, so we totally interrupted you.
Yeah.
I want to know about the local thing too.
Yeah, so there's a difference between pollen and pollination. And so I'm going to just explain. So local honey is good for you. And in terms of the fact that it's local, anything local is good for you. But here's the thing. So now we're talking about what I have done is capture pollen as the bees are pollinating. And what happened is that the pollen should be local. And pollen, how you use it, you add it to your juice, your shake, your yogurt. But pollination goes back to the vegetation. So now we are talking about the rich bauxite soil that's located on the island of Jamaica. Everything grows, including that thing, the Bob Marley thing, that grows there too. But it's just rich in nutrients because of the Bob Marley. Because of the soil. And so, so then that's the pollination. So you're comparing, you know, most, especially in the New England area, is clover honey or, you know, we have some berries. So now you're comparing that kind of pollination to mango, papaya, coconut, that rich Caribbean tropical, you know, nutrient rich vegetation. So that's the pollination. So that and the bees, they add some nutrients to them as they're flying back to the hive. So it's very rich in minerals and vitamins and it's nutrient rich because of the pollination. So one of the best honey comes from New Zealand. Everybody knows Manuka honey is really good. And they have added a plus factor on it that tells you that it will take your pancreas, your heart, your liver, and so on. So it doesn't matter so much that it's not local. What matters is the pollination, and what should be local is the pollen. So we set pollen traps to catch the pollen when the bees are regurgitating, and that's what I sell local. Okay. So I wouldn't sell Jamaican pollen to American or American pollen to Jamaican. That should be local.
But it is still a local business, and you're still supporting a local business.
Exactly. Local employees. Yeah, it is very local.
I this is like so interesting to me. Now, what are the kinds of, you know, because I kind of look at honey sometimes, and what do you use it on? Like you, during the day, what do you use it on?
So I use honey every single day. I start my day, my honey, what I find is the pollination, different pollinations that I sell. The floral ginger, I start my day off with a cup of tea or coffee, doesn't matter, with ginger honey. And people say coffee, yucky, try it, you'll like it. And I saw it because it kind of encourages your body to crave the good stuff rather than ginger is an anti-inflammatory type powerhouse. It's ginger.
Fruit. Yeah.
It's a fruit. So it's really good to start your day off like that. So you don't kind of crave the stuff that's not good for you. It helps with that in inflammation. And I end my day with the hibiscus and sorrel. Now, sorrel is actually a hibiscus plant, but I didn't know that at the time. So my bees kept pollinating those two together. And what that honey is an internal stabilizer. I lead a very stressful day because I'm running the small business. So I want to just calm down towards the end of the evening. So I'll have, you know, a beverage, whether it's cold or hot, with the hibiscus and sorrel honey.
Add it to my wine?
You most certainly, some days I need to do that. So that's basically how I use it. Cooking, the logwood honey is great for cooking, but I also do a lot of stuff. My business is called Ivy's Everything Honey. So everything that runs through the store has some form of honey. I make shampoo and I add honey. It's a humectant. So it keeps the frizz down and it's really healthy for your scalp. This is nature way of keeping you healthy. I have conditioner, deep conditioners for any type hair. You will love your hair. Sarah's wearing it. I have braids in my hair right now.
And we really haven't gotten to talk to Sarah. And we're going to run out of time. I think we have to have you guys back. But tell us really quickly how you, how Sarah is involved with you really quick and where people can check out your products and your website and everything.
Sure. So Sarah went to my alma mater, Northeastern. Actually, her mom and I were in Northeastern at the same time. And we caught up at an alum meeting.
An alumni event.
Please speak, Sarah.
Yeah, so just like Ivy, I was an engineer as well. Worked in the aviation industry for a few years and moved back up to Boston. Ran into Ivy at an alumni event. Very small world. Went home and told my mom, you know, and she was like, I know Ivy, we went to school together.
Yeah.
So it was nice because, you know, they could kind of reunite, you know, after haven't seen each other for such a long time. So joined Ivy on the team. Now I'm in the food health industry and I'm enjoying it a lot.
Good for you.
I want to mention one other thing. Yeah. I make a face wash and we have sold out of it every time. We just have a new batch that's coming in. It's coming in hopefully by the end of November. It should be here. All, you know, 100% natural, 100% no chemicals whatsoever, and it works.
Do I get pre-notice of that before you sell out?
Absolutely. Please go on the website. It's there. It's a pre-order only because it sells out so quickly. So go on the website. Blemishes. It hydrates your skin. I guarantee you'll get a compliment.
And
on your
listeners,
face.
That website is IVYEES.com, IVs.com. And I checked out the website. It's a beautiful website.
It is, yeah.
You know,
Thank you. Everything is,
you know, pictures are nice. Everything, you know, easy to
it's
go
easy
through.
To
All
use,
of your products
yeah.
are there.
Thank you.
That, I have to say, we have to talk about the taste of that honey.
Yeah, I want to try another one. Do we have time?
That is really delicious. I enjoy that.
What's
I can't
this one
wait.
You're giving
this one
us?
Is our Logwood. That's our signature honey.
Ooh, yeah. Your signature honey. Yeah. Okay.
So that has a great history to it. It's good.
That's so much better than any honey I've ever had. I'm not just saying that.
Contrasting. You've got to try the hibiscus and sorrel. Okay. Just a small taste.
You know what? It is so different from that last
it
one,
is.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's very different. They have distinctive taste, and that's what we capture.
To me, when you think of honey, I usually they all kind of taste the same.
Yeah,
you know?
No, these have, and you'll see, especially with that one that you have just tried, you're going to feel better. So if you have like, you know, any kind of stomach issue going on or headache or something, it will calm you.
It's okay just to take a spoonful of
absolutely.
It every day, right?
My son
I would
eats
rather
it out
taste
of the jar.
It than mix it in something.
Yeah. My son eats it out of the jar every day.
Oh, all right. I'm going to let my kids
Well,
do
we
that.
Put it on our acai upstairs in the cafe. We have the acai, and we put a little oats in it and some honey drizzled on it.
Oh, my God, please. Try this.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, it's good. I love it.
It is way better. Yeah. It's so good.
Raw honey. It's delicious.
I think we have to have them back on again. I want to hear more about the products and everything.
And I'd like to hear more, too, about I had a beekeeper on a while ago, a couple years ago, and it's just so interesting what you do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I just
we're
find
different.
It fascinating.
We're very different.
You are.
Where we think.
Different is good.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
And we all love each other because I belong to all the bee organization around here and we talk and we get together and compare notes and so on. So
great. Now, one of the things I want, since we do have a few more minutes, so we met you through Shelley Walcott, Healthy Solutions Spice Blends, and you guys met at a women's conference, is that correct?
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I think that we didn't get to go into too much, and I love hearing about. You said you were an engineer.
Yes.
And I love hearing how people have changed career paths later on in life, or early in life, wherever, but just to do that, and because it's never too late to start something new.
Your passion, follow your dreams. If you have it, you know, and you have the courage to do it, you can do it. The honey's very different from engineering software development. That's what I did for 22 years. So it's very different, and you know what? I am so happy because I get to travel, I get to meet people, and I love my bees.
And you get to hang out with your bee friends.
And I get to, that's right, exactly. So it's never too late to just follow your dreams, and if you're passionate about something, just go for it.
I agree 100%. Now, besides your website, are there local stores have your products?
So Whole Foods in Massachusetts, and we're trying to get to Whole Foods here.
Bedford?
In Bedford as well. So please go out there and just ask the buyer, the grocery buyer, said, I want to bring this honey in, and they will bring it in. So because we are already approved for this region, so we can be in Bedford, no big deal. But I also have a store, 500 North Main Street, Randolph, Mass., and you can order online and
at IVs.com. IVYEES. Thank you so much for coming on. That was so interesting. And that honey,
I want to go check
delicious.
The store out.
Yeah. Delicious. All right, listeners, that is food for thought. We are done for the day. We're not going to see you for 2 weeks because of Thanksgiving next week. And you know, I want you also to go to intownmanchester.com. There's a lot of things coming up over there. They're having a downtown market, they're having a small business Saturday, downtown Manchester. So check out intownmanchester.com. Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks for coming, ladies.
Thank you.
Both
You're
of
welcome.
You. Thank you, Tracy.
Happy Thanksgiving,
Happy
everyone.
Thanksgiving to everyone. And bye, everybody.